So coming on the Pesim Beis, five lines from the bottom. Mor says, the vase of the Rabbi Yehuda, Nafkas, Yehuda's wife went out. Noctis Amra, of the Glima, the Hutri, she got some wool and she made a beggar. The Hutri, which is like a chashav type of a nice baguette. Kanaf is the shuka mixabe. When she would go out to the outside to the street, that's what she would wear. But kanaf could be huda litsluye, have a mixi umatzi. When Yehuda would go to daven, he would cover himself with this and daven. Kan mixibe, when he would wear this, have a mavorach baruch shatani me'il. He'd make say bracha to Kadosh Baruch Hu that he gave me. This garment, which I hold as chashav as a me'il, because it's all they had, and the me'il is a much more chashav garment, but he this is what I got, so he felt it was equivalent to, for him, as the me'il.
With shame of malthus?
Pashtus, yes. Yeah.
So this is the thing that they, I don't know, you know, generally just sort of made up brachos.
The question is, the person grappled with this, we said the bracha of Hasenli of Kayach is not mentioned in the Gemara. So, can we make up our own sort of bracha? You know, the bracha from the Gaonim, I think it's from the Gaonim. You allowed to do that or not? So some person holds you can't, shouldn't say it. The scholar sheet holds that you could say it. I mean, we don't make it, do it on our own. But there is such a musik of creating a musik of bracha beyond what was the kanas chazal. You're saying it there, covered, etc. So I wouldn't, as they say, don't try this at home. But within parameters, theoretically, a child. Simchah the gozer Rav Shimon Gamliel Tanisa. So he was goes to Tanis Rabbi Yehuda Loi Osir the Beit Tanisa. So where they were davening, Rabbi Yehuda didn't come. Amalei says they asked him why he's not coming. He said Loi Isli Kisuya. I don't have what to wear. My wife is wearing the coat. Right? They had one garment. They that they could wear outside appropriately, and it was her turn. And I don't have what to come with. Shenalik Lima Balakibul. But so they sent him a beggar if you didn't want to accept a matana. Vomalay the shlucha chazi mai doli tzipsa vomalay the shlucha chazi mai ika. So he showed them that he had like a mat that he wrapped himself in. So he showed him a mat and said, this is what I use when I don't have. Now, according to one shot, there was that there was something under the mat of money, etc. He says, I could have plenty if I wanted. But I don't want to take anything from this world. So I can afford, but I don't want to take it. It was a nace. The Ron says it was a nace. Whatever was there was there, but nace. I don't want to benefit from the nace. Okay. You know, let's do the Ron first on this, and then we'll go by turn. The Hutvi. Did we do the Ron to the Gemara before that?
Yeah,
okay. The Hutvi Glima Chashuva was a Chashuva Baggad. Shatani Meil Shaykhosh Bainov Kimeil. He felt it was the equivalent of the Meil. Dali Tipsa Machelis, he lifted up the mat. Chazi Ma'ika, Maisinissim Mahaban Lakit. There was Maisinissim over there, what was available. Tosin says that there was money there. He said, I don't want to take it though. Fine. Zokt the Gemara. Rabbi Akiva, second line, Nunam Al, second line. Rekiva is kadosh loy brate the kabbalah of wool. Akiva married the daughter of Kalba Savua. Shama Kalba Savua, Kalba Savua heard about it. Adra Hanoa Mikol Nixay. So he asked her, she should have any Hanoa from his Nechasim. Ozla is Nisabe Besisvoy. Also, so she went and had the suwin, and now they're living together. It was winter time, and they were living in a storage house of straw. So she was pulling out straw out of her hair. Amarlot, Rukiva said to his wife, if I would have Ramino Lich Yerushalayim the Dahabu, I would make for you a piece of jewelry which was called Yerushalayim the Dahabu, a brooch which had a tzur of Yerushalayim made out of gold. But they don't have. So, verses also Leo idmi luhayin kanosha. Leo came looking like a person. Kikraya Baba was knocking on the gate. Amaluhu, he said to Rekiva and his wife, "Habili porta the tivna. Let me give me a little bit of straw. The allot itzi. My wife gave birth. But lest the midam laguna, I have nothing to have rely on." Omar Rekiva lived to say, so Rekiva said to his wife, "Chazi gavra, the feel of tivna lo isle. Here, somebody doesn't even have a straw, so we're better off than him." Omar, she said to Rekiva, "Zil, habi be rab, go to yeshiva." The verse says also, "Haba tarti sori shnin kameder b'liyazer Rabbi Yeshua." He was there for 12 years by Eliezer of Yeshua. The Mishlam Tati Sori Shnin, after 12 years, Ka'osa Lebesei, he came home. Shama Min Mechurei Besei, we heard from the outside of the house. The Kamar Lachad Rosha, the Dvesu. A person was a Rosha, was talking to his wife and saying, Shabar Avidlich Avuch. Your father was right. Chada domilich, the person you married is not of the same level, social level as you. Right. And shavilich armeluskayus, he left you as a living widow. Kulashin all these years. Amalei, so. Rabbi Kiva's wife said to this person, "Itzoyes l'dili, if he will listen to me, lehavi tarti sari shnin achranaisa, let him save another 12 years." Amr, Rabbi Kiva said, "Hol b'yahapli reshusa, hadalach rei, I'll go back where I came from." Hadar ozel, he went back, havi tarti sari shnin achranaisa, and he was there for another 12 years. Also, he came back to his wife, be'esrin v'arba alfin. Now we have the gifts of Zugi Talmidi. The Mark Subas takes out the word Zugi, and that, which stem with the Gemara and Yerubamis. Nofik Kuli Alma Lapesh. Everybody came out to greet Rabbi Kiva. Vaf he Kamas the Mepik Lapesh. She also went to greet him. Amala Al Rishia. So now the Rush's wife. Or his partner, now that there was a.
The point I say is that it's not Shabbat,
said to her, "Val the Hecha, where do you think you're going? You don't have anything appropriate to wear." Amalei, so she said back to the woman, "Yedei Tzadik Nefesh Bahamtoi. He knows what I live through. And he doesn't worry about what I'm wearing." Also, she came to greet him. So the Tamidim didn't let her in. They didn't know who she was. They said, pushing away. Omer Luhayin, Rekiva said to them, "Hanichu lo, shaliva shalachem shalach." whatever we have all belongs to her. So Kabbal Savua heard that there was this Talmud Chacham who came to town. Also, Mitchell Anidre. So he went and was Cheryl on his netter. V'ish Teroy. V'ish Teri. I'm not sure what V'ish Teroy V'ish Teri is. The Ramat of the netter, but I'm not sure what the. He was matur, now that he's permitted to benefit from Kabbal Savua's property. So the more mean shish mili yatur Rekiva. Rekiva became rich, and there were six sources of what Rekiva became rich from. One of them is min Kabbal Savua, but one of them was from Kabbal Savua. The second one is min ilo the sfinta. So what's ilo the sfinta? The chol sfinta. People had a minig that when on a ship, of the lay chad. They put back the word chad. Min ino. They would put like a form. On the ship, the Ran says it was, and they would, as a simon toiv, this form had in it money. Simchada, there was one time, on Shua, Akef Yama, it got lost on the beach. This surah that they had, which they would have money inside of it. It got lost on the ship, and he found it on the beach. Also, who Ashkeche, and Rekiva came and found it, and was found under the circumstances that the ship had been lost. So it's in Sutul Shayama, I'm assuming. So, and he kept it. Next thing was min gavosa. There was a strong box which had money in it. The zimnechada yoiv arba zuzi the sunoi. There is some sailors. He gave him some money. He said, "Amalu isili midam, bring me something. You know, with that, buy something for me to." He wanted to get a profit, so he only had was 4 zuzi. He says, "When you're in your travels, you come back with buy something for me, and we'll I'll use it for business." So Balashu Ella Gavosa al Kef Yama, they found the box on the beach. Asuile, and they brought it to Rekiva. Omerleh, they said to Rekiva, the gears of the Bapas and his Yavid Marona Aleh, you should do business with it. With this box, it's worth 4 zuzi, you'll sell it, you'll make some money on it, fine. The Morah says, Yishtachach Tahavi Moli Dinari, it was full of coins. The Zim Nechada Tavata Svino. A ship had sunk. The Kula Iska Haba Mochis Baha Gavasa, and all of the money for the Iska, all of the merchandise was placed inside that box. The Min Srukisa. That's the end of that. I guess that's the end of that story. Min Matronisa is a new case. So Ron brings the whole story of this. I mean, not the matron needs to. So Bikiva eventually, his wife died. Eventually, he married the wife of the wife of Tunasubas. Harosha became a Giyaris, and she took her property with her, and then they got married, and so he became. Became rich from that, and I mean Ketir Bar Sholem. There was a story with Ketir Bar Sholem, which Rekiva became rich from that. Was that the round? Second line from the top. Min maze haba milaket hateben misar vaseha. She was picking out the straw out of her hair. Remina lach Yerushalayim the haba tachshit. It'll be a piece of jewelry. Shel zov made of gold. Yerushalayim mitzriyabo, which there's a form of Yerushalayim, picture of Yerushalayim drawn in it. Vachi aber lach ket isa beperek mema isha. He eventually did make that for her. Also yo idem lekanosha feilanachem oisam. In order to give them some comfort, that they're not as bad off as it possibly could be. So the Russia said to her that your father was right. First of all, you're not from the same social strata as you are. And he's left you for all these years. So eventually he comes back the second time. So this woman says to her, you have no appropriate clothing to go to him, so you can't go. Where do you think you're going? He knows what I've lived through, and he's happy to see me the way I am. Okay. She gave me the suggestion to go, that so everything that I have is because of her decision. They make a form of like a ram made out of wood. Lenachesh ulasimin. It should be easy to go over the water like an ayol. I guess it probably should be not an ayol, but ayol. But Malamoy said dinner is a hog, but they would fill it with gold coins. So it washed up apparently on the beach. So Rekiva, I don't think it was a Jewish ship. Rekiva took it and kept it. Min gavaza teva hasir latzniya b'seicha mamon hasina. It was a box, a strong box that they would use to keep the money of the ship in it. Kibinan begaza the rachmana. So loshen oitzer. It's a place where you store things. Min matronisa, the story of the matron. Okay, so what was the story? Hamachas hutchucha Rekiva v'tamida mos. Rekiva and tamidim needed money. They needed money to live on. They went to this Roman matron to ask for money. She said to Rekiva, I'm willing to lend it to you. I want the Kadosh Baruch Hu and the Yam to be the guarantors. Okay. Fine.
What's the min drew?
Okay, we'll get to it. Kabbalah Zmanli Piroi, they set up a time, they set a date. Because Giyas Mano, when that happened, the time of the day was due, this woman was walking on the beach. Amra, she said, Rebbeinu Shel Olam, Master of the World, I know that he's not well and he has no way to collect the money to pay the chayv. You guaranteed it. So what happened? Miyad Nishtatis Bita Shel Kesar, the Caesar's daughter went crazy. She took a box full of jewels and coins. She threw it into the yam. And the yam brought it to where this woman was seated. So she sees this box. And that was it. She was fine. She went back home. The yamim, eventually, Nisav Rebekiva got better. She came to pay back the chayv that he was due, but he hadn't come to the date because he wasn't well. So she said to him, you didn't come for the dates, I went to the Arev, and he paid. And matter of fact, he overpaid. See, here's the extra. So the money that he had, Rekiva had worked to get to collect, I guess he gave back, or he worked to do it. So it was his money, but he got all this extra money. So so that's how the Ron has the story. The Tosef, if you look at the Tosef has the story a little bit differently.
What do you do?
So, so towards the end of the Tzitzit of the Tosis, it says when Rekiva got better, he came to her. He says, "You should know that I promised you that it was the reason why I didn't come because I wasn't well. And here's the money." Like last two lines. So she told him what happened. She was so despoiled that Bereshit did such an ace for him that she wanted to give him a present. So she gave him a present. That's how Tosis has the Girsa. See, the words, they mean the Ruskisa, I'm not sure if they are. They're connected in the story before, and I guess that was the name. That was this Gavaza came. There was a caravan of Arabs who found it, and that's, they said that, I guess the sailors said they bought it from this caravan of sailors. Okay. Then.
So I mean, according to the Ron's version of the story, why didn't Rabbi Kiva, return to the case of his daughter, the wealth?
You know what? I don't know that they knew where it came from. We know the story. I don't know Rabbi Kiva knew the story. It's an evader.
Okay. Well, how would we know the story?
How would we know the story? We keep it in another story. That's a good question. Either way, I mean, there's no chiva shabbat to the chiva shabbat in that situation. It's a bit of sakum. That wasn't on tape. Okay. Minister Shur Tanis the Ruvus Zakiram, Shayur Bikiva Makabchoi Bikroi, Bifne Kaiser. The Kiva, and he used to have the debates in front of the Caesar. And Kiva would win all the time, and we can't rust it, but the warden. And then Rekiva would have work besides the psukim. He would have word debates with him, and he would always win. So Pamachas Bala basically served his life. He came home very angry. Amar loy ishtoy. So Terus Rufus' wife said to Terus Rufus, "Midei ma panecha zoyfim? Why do you have this angry face?" Amar lo, b'nei Rekiva shemakanta oisi b'chol yoyim b'dvorim. Rekiva has these word debates and he wins. Amar lo, so she said to her husband, Elkeim shalelo sonei zimahu. I know that the God of the Jews hates Zima. So therefore, telim rishus v'achshol esoy b'dvar aveira. Give me permission to go, and I will tempt him and seduce him. Nosla Rishus. So Terezubis allowed his wife, she was very pretty, he allowed his wife to go to seduce Rabbi Kiva. He was so angry, Rabbi Kiva was willing to give his wife away for such an act in order to be matched Rabbi Kiva in Aveira, which he would lose his cheshivas, obviously. Nosla Rishus, when he's kashto, she went and made herself look pretty with her jewelry. V'holchala itzer Rabbi Kiva. She came to Rabbi Kiva to seduce him. Rabbi Kiva saw her. The Mor says that rock sacha kubocha. So he spat, he laughed, and he cried. So she said to Rabbi Kiva, "My inon harach tlas milin. Why you do these three things?" Amar lo shnayim afarish shlish lo afarish. I'll explain two of them. I won't explain the third one. Okay. Rakakti, I spat al shabos mitipas rucha. We come from such a repulsive beginning. So it's repulsive to me. So I just spat. Just a mitipas rucha from this smelly tipa. Bechisi al hashiver the bali ba'ara. There's beauty here, which is going to eventually go into the grave. So that's something to cry about. Okay, that's he explained those two. But the husachak, he also laughed, which he did not explain to her. Shesava b'ruach hakodesh, Rabbi Kiva saw with ruach hakodesh asidali his gayer. Well, he nosed like that. Eventually, this woman would become a geyaris, and he would marry her. La Rotzel he did not want to tell inform her about that part of the story. Amaloi klum yesh tshuva. So, the way I've lived is a life which, the fact that I'm willing to do such an action indicates what type of life that she lived. Can I do tshuva? Amaloi hein. He said to her, yes, Holcham and Iskayarum. So she went and became a Giyaris, and eventually Nisaloi Lur Bikiva, Nisaloi Mom and Harbe. And she had the property that she owned, she brought in a lot of property into the marriage. Okay. Hi, the Kiva Shalom is Mefurish Pravoda Zora. The story of Kiva Shalom, the Ron does not explain over here, it says it's a Gemara and Pravoda Zora. So go look it up over there. I don't remember the details of the Gemara.
Well, that's a bit odd. I mean, he just went through the other Gemara and Pravoda Zora, and he was Mefurish.
Why one yes and one no? I don't know whether we have. I mean, the Gemara over here in terms of Rosh is a Gemara in Tainus. I don't know whether all the details over there are given over in the Gemara. I think that's. don't remember.
But it's a reference to here to Avodah Zarah, Chaf Amar Alam.
Where?
But, well, Rabbi Kiva, Kishore Rabbi Kiva was Rosh Shachar Kibacha.
Rosh Shachar Kibacha. Okay, I remember there. Okay, we can look. Okay, I'll take a look.
I was assuming that maybe they didn't have the Masechta. Not, you know, Ron thought that not everybody would have the Masechta or something.
Yeah, I don't remember all the details being there. Okay, I don't remember. Something more. Rav Gamda Yoav Dal Zuzi Lisvanoi. Rav Gamda gave the sailors four Zuzi. I'm sorry, you know, this is more of the round. Something around. The Moran Hacha, that which more says over here, the Shoma Abua Vichel Al Nidra, that the father came and was Mata the Neder. The Farish Miksubis, the more Miksubis says, the Pasuk lay, Rekiva found a Pesach Timat to the Neder. What was the Pesach? Ilo Havas Yediya, the who Chasancha Tsumer Rabbanan Miadarte. So the way the Moravid there presents that he came to Rekiva, he did not know Rekiva was his son-in-law. This is Gullible Torah. He did not associate the two. And he says, I asked my son-in-law, by my wife, my daughter, from having benefit because he was an Amor. He says, if you realized he became a Talmud Chacham, would you have made the Neder? He says, no, even if he learned a little bit, I would not make the Neder. So Zotaran, we have to ask the question, how can he use that as a Pesach? It's a case of Nerlid. It's not a common Poskin. They ain't Poskin and Nerlid. So we spoke about this before, that you matter neder either based on a charata or based on a Pesach. So the idea behind a Pesach is that a person makes a neder and the neder will affect him in, let's say, five ways. And he didn't realize one of the ways it affects him. So we say, if you would realize that the neder is going to affect you in this way, would you make the neder? He says, no. So that's a good way to be matter, because there's a mistake in the neder. The neder has excellent ramifications. He didn't think about all the ramifications. Had he realized the ramifications, he would not have made the neder. So that's called, there's a chesor into the neder. So you can be matter the neder. Go ahead. More, if the situation which he's now having difficulty with, and saying, the situation, I would not have made the neder if I realized this to happen, is something which is not expected to happen. So that's not called a chesor in the neder. The chesor in the neder is, if when you made the neder, you have thought about all the ramifications, would you make the neder? The answer is no. So it means you didn't really give the neder the full application that you're supposed to think about it. So at the time of the neder, there was something wrong. But even if the person had thought about it, since it's something which you would not expect, it only just happens to occur in the future. So that's another means. It's not there intrinsically. It occurs in the future. So even if the person had thought about all the possibilities, he would not have anticipated this possibility, and if he would have said it's not going to happen, and he would have made the neder anyway. So there's nothing wrong with the neder. So Morris says, so that's not a valid Pesach. The root of the Pesach is you didn't really think through what you're doing. Over here, the point of an Erlin is you did think through what you're doing, but you correctly so did not anticipate this, because it's not supposed to happen. So that's not a reason that you would not have made the neder. So you can't be matter neder. Ketzad. Amar Kadam and Shani Nehan of Leish Pliny. I'm not going to get any benefit from so and so. The Nasa Sefer, the person becomes a Sefer. The Omar, Ili Yisiyadeya, Shia Yosef Sefer. If I realize this person is going to become a Sefer, Lo Yisiy Neder. I now made the Neder. So the Mor says, the person would not anticipate the time he's making the Neder, the possibility of the person becoming a Sefer. Why should I think the person is going to become a Sefer? So, that's called a Noilin. It's not a good Pesach. So becoming a Talmid Chacham is also not a good Pesach. And the case over there, Sefer means it means it's a Chacham. So Mamish, this case, Yishomer the Shani Chacham, the Kibal Dash, she also Sefer in the Saw, can eat also Perikap of P. Behedya. Rekiba married her, promising her that he's going to become a Talmid Chacham. Kibin Shekain, Lab Noiladu, it's not Noilad. The Shkiach Tuba, she yielded Perik Echad of Aloch Achas. He went, if he's going to go to Yeshiva, he'll learn something. That's not called Noilad. So he had indicated that's what he wants to do. So that's not a Noilad. Okay. Fine. Fine. Don't do more. Rav Gamda Yoiv is Dal Zuzi L'Sfunoi. He gave 4 zuzim to these sailors. Lasuye behind Midam. To find something, to bring back something. They didn't find anything other than a suyele behind kaifa. So they brought him a monkey. Ishtamet, the monkey got away from him. All the horse went inside of a hole. And Chofer Basrei, he was digging into the hole, so they dug into the hole to get him out. Ashkechua, the Revia al Margalais, they found that this monkey was sitting on a pearl. Aisinule Kulhoin. So they brought it to Rav Gamda, and they gave it to Rav Gamda. The Ram points out that they halachically they were not required to do that. It didn't belong to Rav Gamda per se, but as Midas Lasidus, they gave it to Rav Gamda. Okay, Amalei Bas Keser, the Rishu Bechananya. So Rishu Bechananya was a tremendous chacham. He also his physical appearance was not pretty. So Bas Keser said to Rishu Bechananya, Torah Mefura Bechli Mechuyer, this beautiful knowledge of Torah in the vessel, which is Mechuyer, which is not pretty. So Amr Law, so she's asking us a question. So he said to her, Lamni me beis avuch, you should learn it from your home. Mamanichin yayin, what do you put the wine in? Amr Law, bimani de pachri, you put it in earthenware vessels. Amr Law, he said to the daughter of the Kaiser, Kulu alma bepachra, batum bimani de pachra. The world, everything in the world, it puts it in clay vessels because that's appropriate for them. But the Kaiser's household should put it in money to pachra. Atun achisun be money to kaspa be the haba. You should put it in gold and silver containers. So she went to Rama's chamra be money to kaspa be the haba. She put it into gold and silver containers. Sorry, and it spoiled. So she came back to him to complain. Amar Lo, so you see that wine does better in money to pachra. So Afra Raisa came. The Torah is that way as well. Okay. So she asked him. He was in Amar Lo. There are some people which look nice and all sorts of different comment. Amar Lo. So Rishua ben Chanani said back to her, "Ihavi sunny, habi got mirin tve." You're right. Because they had been less handsome, they would have learned more.
Who is
as at the Ram, Rav Gamda, the brother of Kufa, which is a kaif, Ishtamet Baruch, the monkey ran away, Menichas Yisrael Chorech, and went into this hole. So they dug out the hole, and they found the Marganisa, Margalisa. I seen on Le Kulon. So I mean, it's Chassidus. Well, I mean, they weren't mechuyev to legal halachically to give it to Rav Gamda, but they did it anyway. Sorry, the wine went bad. If they had not been this handsome, had they not been handsome, they would have learned even more. Okay. The twins of the two dots. Yeah. The asked the commander of Yehuda and her daughter dinner. There was a woman who came to Yehuda for a judgment. And she lost the case and she had to pay. So she said to Rav Yehuda, Shmuel Rabcha Heichi Hachi Donan, would Shmuel your Rebbe have judged me the same way? So Yehuda said to this woman, you knew Shmuel, like, well, you know what Shmuel, that you should be saying that that he, you think he would have judged me this way? You think you know how he judges? Or where are you coming from? Yes, I did know him. Gutsa, he was short. Rabbi Krese had a big stomach. Ucham Rabbi Shine, he was dark and he had big teeth. Amrullah, so you can imagine Rabbi Yehuda was not very happy with this response. The Bezuye Kaosis, you're coming to me, Mavaza, Tehevi Aitza Beshamta, you should be put in a chayrim. Paka Umesa, she. Exactly what Paka means, exactly what happened, I'm not sure, but doesn't sound good. Is that the round? No, 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 no. Okay.